Good morning. Clouds and a stiff southerly wind kept temperatures up on the mild side overnight across interior New York and New England, most places starting off the day in the 50s. A front approaching from western New York is producing a band of rain and some bursts of heavy rain embedded within the band, and it is moving through central and into eastern New York early this morning, eventually covering all of New York and New England by the middle of the morning drive. As we head deeper into the morning, and especially this afternoon, all of this rain and the front will sweep through New York and New England on its way off the eastern seaboard. So we will begin a drying trend later on in the afternoon, and we'll even have a return to sunshine from west to east before the day is out. The wind will flip around to the west-northwest as the front punches through to assist in the drying trend. Temperatures, meanwhile, while starting out in the middle and high 50s in some cases, will slide back through the 50s this morning and then plummet through the 40s and in some cases even into the 30s by the end of the day today. Overnight tonight, that northwest wind flow will persist over the relatively warmer waters of Lake Ontario, producing passing flurries and snow showers. Lake effect areas could get a little coating by tomorrow morning as temperatures drop back toward freezing. The cold air will be in place throughout the day tomorrow, still blustery and chilly with a mix of sun and clouds and a few passing flurries and snow showers again, and highs will stay in the middle 40s. A weak front will head our way on Saturday, producing some clouds in the afternoon. Temperatures will stay in the mid 40s before another disturbance approaches on Sunday, bringing us a few more passing rain or snow showers. Otherwise, the weekend will be dry, and Sunday afternoon's highs will be in the middle to upper 40s. Right now, it looks like a stronger system will start to develop in the middle of the country for the beginning and middle part of next week. Out ahead of this system, we'll be in the upper 40s on Monday, but slide back into the 30s to around 40 for highs on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm moving into the northwestern U.S. will produce snow starting later today and into tonight. Winter weather advisories are out for parts of the Cascades of Washington, Bitterroots of Idaho, and Northern Rockies of Wyoming and Montana for 5 to 8 inches of snow. Meanwhile, in the western Pacific Ocean, Super Typhoon Haiyan continues to increase in strength as it makes its way toward the Philippines. The latest report from the Joint Typhoon Warning Center overnight shows sustained winds now of 175 miles per hour with gusts to 205 miles per hour associated with the typhoon. The typhoon is expected to weaken slightly but still remain a Category 3 or 4 storm as it approaches the islands by this evening. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Naha Airport in Japan at 3:21 a.m. this morning. The last report of hail was at Amsterdam in the Netherlands at 1:55 p.m. Eastern Time back on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with rain showers and fog at 37 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 56 degrees, the dew point 47, 72% relative humidity, a south wind at 13, gusting to 21 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.79 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Corpus Christi, Texas, to a low of 4 below zero at Gould, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, breezy, and mild with showers, lower 60s. Boston, cloudy, breezy, and mild, showers, lower 60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the middle 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 60 degrees, the low 45. The average temperature, 53, that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.13 of an inch for the month and 38.74 inches for the year. There were 12 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 127, that's 2 below normal, and 674 for the season, which is 100 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 34, the record high, 75, set in 1938, and the record low, 18, in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m., sunset this evening 4:40 p.m., 10 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, windy, and mild with rain this morning. Some afternoon sunshine, breezy and turning cooler later in the day, with temperatures dropping from the 50s through the 40s and into the 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few passing snow flurries or snow showers tonight. Lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, windy, and mild with rain this morning, some afternoon sunshine, breezy and turning cooler later today, with temperatures dropping from the 50s into the 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few passing flurries around tonight and lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy, mild with rain this morning, then some afternoon sunshine, breezy, and turning cooler during the day, with temperatures starting in the 50s but dropping through the 40s during the afternoon. Mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and perhaps a heavier squall out toward Lake Ontario tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, windy, and mild with rain this morning. Some afternoon sunshine, breezy and turning cooler later today, with temperatures starting in the 50s but dropping into the 40s through the afternoon. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few passing snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy, windy, and mild with rain this morning, then some afternoon sunshine, still breezy and turning cooler later today, with highs early in the day in the 50s and temperatures sliding into the 40s during the afternoon. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few passing flurries or snow showers tonight in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold with a passing flurry or snow shower, mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, mid-40s. A passing flurry or snow shower Sunday, breezy, mid to upper 40s. Upper 40s with dry weather on Monday, and a mix of sun and clouds, even colder Tuesday and Wednesday with highs both days only near 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.